From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. U.S. stock prices fluctuated wildly Tuesday after regaining ground following a sharply lower open. It came on the heels of sell-offs earlier in the day in Asia and Europe. The volatility continued unabated one day after the Dow Jones Industrial Average shed the most points in one trading session in its more than 120-year history. The U.S. Congress is poised to deadlock on extending government funding 2 days before another possible shutdown. VOA Senate correspondent Michael Bowman reports.
Republicans like Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell say national defense must come first with year-long funding while negotiations continue on domestic spending levels.
Senators on both sides of the aisle say they agree that our warfighters deserve sufficient, stable funding to fulfill the missions and tasks their country assigns them.
Democrats say health care and other domestic needs are just as vital. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
We support an increase in funding for our military and our middle class. The two are not mutually exclusive. We don't want to do just one and leave the other behind.
Michael Bowman, VOA News, the Capitol.
President Trump advanced his tough immigration stance on Tuesday, saying it was so disgraceful that a professional football player was killed in a car crash by a Guatemalan man that police say was in the United States illegally after being deported twice. Trump used the death early Sunday of Indianapolis Colts linebacker Edwin Jackson alongside an Indiana highway to attack Democratic lawmakers who are in contentious negotiations, that is, with the White House over changes to immigration policies. This is VOA News.